This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Senior Iranian cleric Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi will serve as country's interim supreme leader following the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in a joint U.S.-Israeli airstrike targeting country's military and government sites in Tehran. Iranian state media said the country has activated Article 111 of its constitution after Khamenei's death, triggering an emergency leadership arrangement in which a three-member council assumes the supreme leader's powers until a permanent successor is chosen. Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi has been appointed as the jurist member of this interim leadership council. Earlier in the day, Iranian state media said a 40-day state mourning was declared in the country following the killing of Ali Khamenei. In the battlefront, Iran has vowed to avenge the killing of its supreme leader and launched fresh attacks on U.S. and Israel bases across the West Asia region. Tehran conducted strikes at Dubai, Doha, Bahrain and Kuwait in retaliation of U.S.-Israeli attacks. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, warned Tehran that America will hit them harder if Iran continued their attacks. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with his counterparts from several Gulf countries, including UAE, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, stressing the need for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Indian embassies in West Asia have urged its nationals to follow advisories issued in view of the prevailing regional situation. A total of 350 flights operated by Indian domestic carriers have been cancelled today due to arising geopolitical developments in the West Asia. Ministry of Civil Aviation has advised passengers to check their flight status with the concerned airlines and remain in close coordination with them for any required assistance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed an NDA public meeting at Madurai in Tamil Nadu. Prime Minister Modi said the love of people of the state are showering upon him reminds him of the visit to Malaysia last month. He said the affection he received from his Tamil brothers and sisters was exceptional.
Madurai is known for the sweetness of Tamil and the fragrance of Malligaipu. The love you are showering upon me here reminds me of my visit to Malaysia last month. We have already established the Tiruvalluvar chair at the University of Malay.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated Dedicated to the Nation and laid the foundation stone of infrastructure projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees at Madurai in Tamil Nadu. The projects include three new Akashwani FM relay transmitters at Kumbakonam, Yerkod and Vellur. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said today's event marks a proud chapter in Tamil Nadu's development journey. Mr. Modi also launched development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees in Puducherry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed the government's commitment to the dignity and justice for the Sikh community. In a video message to Hind the Chadar congregation in Navi Mumbai, Maharashtra, the Prime Minister highlighted several welfare initiatives for the community and said such gatherings strengthen social unity and reflect the blessings of the Gurus. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, who was present at the event, paid tribute to Guru Tegh Bahadur for his martyrdom in defense of faith. The total gross goods and services tax GST collections grew 8.1% to over 1,83,000 crore rupees in February this year as compared to the same month last year. The total gross GST revenue in February 2025 was over 1,69,000 crore rupees. In Chhattisgarh, 15 Maoists, including 9 women, surrendered before the police in Mahasamund district today. The surrendered cadres were collectively carrying a reward of 73 lakh rupees on their heads. Among those who laid down arms is a state committee member of the Maoist organization. Bharatiya Janata Party National President Nitin Naveen flagged off the party's Parivartan Sankalp Yatra from Kooch Bihar in West Bengal today. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies were 113 for 3 in 13 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.